Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Deborah Rodriguez. Polls show Republican Herschel Walker and Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock lie in a tight race ahead of tomorrow's runoff election in Georgia. This voter explains.
This race is really important nationally, so I think it goes way beyond just the local implications that it will have.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn says early turnout was heavy.
More than 1.8 million voters have already cast their ballots in early voting, with this past Friday marking the single biggest day of early voting ever in Georgia. While Democrats already have guaranteed control of the Senate, a Warnock win would give them more leverage in deciding the makeup of key committees in the new session.
Former President Trump proposing a new way to get his old job back.
A weekend social media suggestion from ex-President Donald Trump that parts of the Constitution be suspended so he could be returned to the White House has drawn muted Republican reaction, but not so from Democrats.
Donald Trump keeps sinking to new lows. Last week he had dinner with anti-Semites, and now he's calling for an end to America's constitutional democracy.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today over Colorado's public accommodation law and graphic designer Lori Smith's refusal to create a website for same-sex unions. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The question is whether the Colorado anti-discrimination law protecting same-sex couples can infringe upon a web designer's freedom of expression as an artist.
Iran's attorney general claims the country's disbanded its morality police after global protests over the death of a woman in custody for wearing her head covering improperly. But Abbas Milani, who runs Stanford's Iranian Studies program, says,
I think the protests will go on. I think the crackdowns will continue. I think they might, by all indications, get tougher.
It's in the 30s in Moore County, North Carolina this morning, but 45,000 people are waking up with no heat after police say someone shot up two substations, knocking out electricity to thousands of homes. Sharon Gardner has been scrambling to feed locals with her pizzeria down to one gas oven.
We're working. We're doing what we can to get the food out and make sure that everybody else can actually get some pizza today.
The FBI searching for a suspect. Bob from Sesame Street is gone.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
Bob McGrath, the music teacher who was part of the show's original cast, has died. His daughter says his family had decorated his room for Christmas and sang and danced around him. He was 90 years old.
All right.
This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice.
Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 39. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow, lowest level off around 27. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of 2 club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Serving central Wisconsin since
1940. WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning.
Well, hey there.
All right. Now we are on the air. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties this morning.
All right. Are we here with everybody now?
We are for about a little under 2 minutes.
All right. Hang on just a second here. I wasn't ready for you. Let me close this up. Turn over to my microphone. Look over
at recording in progress.
The folks out there and say, hey, where have you been? Good morning. Hey there, Wisconsin. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense. This is Up North News for Monday, December 5th. We're going to be taking a break in a couple of minutes here, and then Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us. Coming up this morning, former State Senator Julie Lossop is now the State Director of Rural Development for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, giving her a leading role in advocating for resources that help farmers, businesses, and people across rural Wisconsin. So I'm looking forward to catching up with one of my old legislative colleagues. We'll examine the new jobs report, the very good news that keeps getting downplayed, and the warning it offers about how our leaders better get better at supporting worker training, education, affordable childcare, and healthcare if they want to do anything to help with the labor shortage. And we'll talk about what the MAGA folks in St. Croix County are proposing that could threaten public safety. Plus, we'll talk about a Packers victory over the Bears and how the UW Badgers have done in the women's NCAA tournament. All that and much more. We might even talk about the fact that the former president of the United States basically advocated for treason over the weekend and terminating the Constitution in order to take back the Oval Office. Just another day in America, 2022. Back after this, this is Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The All of Us Research Program has a simple mission. They want to speed up medical breakthroughs. To do this, they're asking people across America to share their unique health information to create the largest, most diverse medical research program ever. The more information researchers have, the faster they can create individualized prevention, precise treatment options, and better care for everyone. Help make this mission achievable. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA. Sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
We're underway. It's Monday, December 5th, 2022. This is Up North News Radio, where life is good again, because anytime you can beat the Bears, it's a good thing, especially when it's a historic victory. And Kristen Lyerly would know about this stuff. Were you at the game or just nearby?
We were just watching from home, but it sure was fun to have those taunting conversations with our Bears friends, wasn't it? If I had a dime for every time somebody said yesterday, we're in a rebuilding phase, you just wait.
Since 1986, baby, the Bears are almost there. They're getting there. Although, I mean, we shouldn't get too cocky. We know what it was like when we were down, 19-3 at one point or something, or 13. Whatever it was. Yeah. I thought, okay, this is, I thought we were going to be turning it off and saying that's it, but you know, son of a gun, we hang in there, especially that Christian Watson. I had my doubts at first, but you know, I think this kid's going places.
Man, did you see him put the Jets on? I mean, yes. He is so fast. I'm very impressed. It was a fun game to watch.
It was. And so Green Bay beats the Bears 28-19. And I just thought this was so unique from the statistics department that on after one of the games in 1921, the Bears became the NFL's all-time leader in wins. And they have been that way every day until yesterday.
No way.
When the Packers took over and now have won more NFL games than the Bears have in their 100-plus years together. That's cool.
That's why they were making such a big deal out of it. I thought they were just trying to make the game relevant. Well, but, you know, that's a piece of it. Like, if you look back at the history of the Bears and the Packers, they are so intertwined. And I tease my Bears friends, but the truth is, there would be no Packers without the Bears. There would be no Bears without the Packers. Without these two clubs, this would be an entirely different kind of NFL. So, like, historically, I actually really, truly love the Bears, for what it's worth.
The rivalry is great. It's it's something that, again, for somebody who was born and raised in Minnesota, you know, Vikings fans think that the big rivalry is Vikings Packers. And I think it always catches some of them off guard when a Packers fan will go, no, actually, it's our big rivalry isn't with you. It's with the Bears. That's the much bigger deal. So anyway, the Packers sweep the season series against the Bears. They're now the NFL's all-time winningest team. They have a bye. Finally, our long national nightmare since the London game, where they've just been playing gassed. They finally get a week off, and their next is Monday Night Football.
Against the Rams.
Are you going?
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. I didn't hear your question.
Oh, I asked if you're going to be at the game 2 weeks from now, Monday Night Football.
Maybe. Well, you know, I live in Green Bay, so sometimes I just ride my bike down there and ride around in the parking lot and talk to people. That's, to me, almost more fun than going to the game itself. The conversations that you have, the food, people just give you food. It is, the atmosphere is unlike anything else in the NFL.
It is so true. Let's turn to the NCAA volleyball tournament. I actually caught that on Friday. I had to get my TV set up for ESPN Plus. It's a little package with the Hulu and everything else, but I got it to work just in time. Mm-hmm. And got to watch the Badgers sweep Quinnipiac. And then on Saturday, they swept TCU. So they are now in the Sweet 16. They will start Thursday in Madison, hosting Penn State at the Fieldhouse. Incredible. The other match will be Pitt versus Florida, and then the two winners will meet on Saturday. Now, again, I can't really do it justice here on the radio, but this morning I was looking through social media, and one of the video clips that's going around right now, I would urge everybody to just Google up Houston volleyball and then put the word table in, Houston volleyball table, and you will see Kate Georgiadis, who's with the University of Houston Cougars, fly over a table to make a save, keep wow. the ball in play in their match against South Dakota. She gets out from underneath the table, runs back in just in time to hit the ball again, and eventually help Houston win the point and beat South Dakota. It was the only upset in the first round of the tourney so far, but I mean, Kristen, volleyball is just growing like crazy. I see a stat here that when the Badgers won the national championship over Nebraska last year, mm-hmm. that was on ESPN2, and it drew 1.2 million viewers.
Yeah, people are really getting interested in volleyball. Maybe that's just our perspective because we're here in Wisconsin where our program is completely on fire right now. They are so exciting and so much fun to watch. But I don't know. I'm hearing it from my friends in Nebraska. I'm hearing it from my friends all across the upper Midwest. So these people, these women who are playing are really, truly incredible athletes, and they deserve more credit than they've gotten in the past.
It's really nice very much see. So. And I was watching, of course, the UW-Eau Claire Blue Gold women volleyball team with Dan Schumacher, the athletic director there last year, in their run for the national championship. So you had both the Badgers and the Blue Golds winning national titles, and more people sitting in watering holes and taverns and watching on TV. And it's just great to see it grow
together, cheering for the Badgers and the Blue Golds together. I love it.
Badger women's basketball team lost yesterday to 10th ranked Iowa 102-71. The Badger men's basketball team beat Marquette in overtime on Saturday, 80-77. The Bucks, I don't know, do you catch any Bucks games? I rarely do, but I did manage to catch some of Friday's.
I usually just catch the score. I love watching the Bucks, but you know, like there's only so much time in the day, Pat.
Oh, I know. And Friday night, I happened to catch that after the volleyball match just because I was out of gas. I went to the couch. I watched the volleyball match, and then I watched the Bucks, and then that was my rockin' Friday night. By 9:15, I was done. But the Bucks lost to the Lakers 133-129. It was a great game. It was worth watching. They then went to Charlotte Saturday and defeated the Hornets. Giannis set out with left knee soreness one night after scoring 40 points in that game with the Lakers. And then tonight the Bucks will play Orlando. Now back to the Badgers. I see a note that football quarterback Graham Mertz is going to be transferring out.
Crazy, huh? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he had a great conversation with Coach Fickell, and the coach encouraged him to stay and stick it out and see what happens. But like, let's be honest, you know, and I'm a fan of Graham Mertz. Like I went to college with his parents, you know, he's a Gopher baby. His parents lived in my dorm. So really? we were all super excited. I mean, he was the highest rated quarterback to ever enter the UW program. We were all so excited. And that first game, he had, 20 out of 21 completions, 5 touchdowns. It was unbelievable. We thought this guy is going to be the ticket. And, you know, he's been okay. But he's had some rough times. He's had a lot of interceptions. It's been not a great time. So I don't know what's going on in his head. But, you know, I understand. Lots of changes in the program. Mm-hmm. He's had lots of different leaders, offensive coordinators, position coaches. It's just been a disruptive time during his time at the UW. And frankly, I'm not surprised to see this.
No, wish him well. And again, you connected to his parents. I mean, you're like the Forrest Gump of our times here. The connections.
The Kevin Bacon.
Yes, exactly. So the Badgers are still going to a bowl game. They are going to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix. Once bought, it used to be called the Copper Bowl. It'll be in Phoenix on Tuesday, December 27th. Doesn't start till 9:15 at night. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the first time that the Badgers have ever played Oklahoma State in a football game. So if you're looking for a plan between Christmas and New Year's, you know, tickets will be tough to come by in hotel rooms, but you got a possibility. Head to Phoenix for that time.
Can we talk about bowls for just a second here? Because, you know, as you know, I follow the Gophers too, and that was announced yesterday too. And the name of their bowl, which is in New York City, which is unusual in itself, is called the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
No. Now, I get the Pinstripe Bowl because it's played at Yankee Stadium, you know, with the pinstripes and everything. But of course, they have to throw the sponsor's name in everything. And it's just so wrong.
What kind of pride do you feel like as a player? You're like, once I played in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, and it was a real important time in my life.
Oh, yeah. It was big. And by the way, it was 10 below at Yankee Stadium and whatnot. Yeah. Hey, on the Badger game, you know, what's not clear to me is when they go there, who's going to coach the team? Is it going to be Jim Leonard or will Luke Fickell, you know, will that be his first appearance showing up there?
Yeah, well, I think he's going to be there. The latest report that I saw was that all of the coaches who had been involved are going to be involved, and he would like to have a role, but that role is yet to be determined. So I don't know. It's going to be unconventional, to say the least.
And you know, meanwhile, Mertz is taking care. I like how in college they call it the transfer portal. It sounds like something out of Star Trek, you know? I mean, you go into this door and something spins, and you get spit out at another school, apparently. It's kind of how I feel that's kind of what Kirk did to us. He just hopped into the transfer portal, and now he's off someplace else selling beer.
No, Kirk is just, he is in his own universe that intersects with our universe sometimes.
And we're getting to that time of year where we have to set up some of our end of the year in review shows and things. And so we definitely have to get us together again. Might not be in my kitchen, but you know, maybe, you never know. So
let's bring that up.
All right. Let's see. Couple more notes. The Brewers traded Colton Wong to Seattle for a couple of players. So we wish Colton Wong well. And finally, in the World Cup, the U.S. lost to the Netherlands. The Sweet 16 round continues today and tomorrow. The Elite Eight, as I call them, will start on Friday. Don't worry, they're not stealing the basketball terms. I'm doing that. I did try to watch the U.S. They had a lot of, you know, great shots. It's just that they kept shooting the ball where the goalie was. And I don't believe you're supposed to be doing that. So,
yeah, ideally it's around the goalie.
Yep.
That's the depth of my understanding of soccer. That and anything I've seen on Ted Lasso.
Right. See, that's it. Oh, speaking of which, the actor who plays Roy Kent, gosh darn it, now I'm blanking out on his name, and I really want to get it because I was so thrilled to see, here it is, that the Muppet Christmas Carol is one of my very favorite movies. And there is a 30th anniversary retrospective where the Muppets are interviewed by Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent.
No way.
And I'm thinking, why is this guy? Why'd they pick him? Well, then I found out why. And I had never seen this before. But as part of his stage act, you know, he's a comedian, you know, he's a comedy actor. Brett Goldstein performs the entire Muppet Christmas Carol movie on stage with costumes in under 6 minutes.
No way.
Oh, my gosh. It is so good. So good.
Yeah, you have to link these things, this and the volleyball person. Like, you've got to give us easy access to this so that we can like follow up and see it.
I am definitely going to do that. So I was making note over the weekend to folks that Muppet Christmas Carol, probably only the greatest Christmas movie ever made. Well, some might argue, but it's my favorite. And then my favorite record, we talked about this on Friday, John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together, a 1979 classic. So
I'm getting a real Muppet feel from you right now.
Oh, big time. Let's see. I have one more note. It's a little bit more melancholy, and I don't know if we have Bob McGrath singing Who Are the People in Your Neighborhood, but Bob McGrath passed away at the age of 90 over the weekend, just about 50 years at Sesame Street. Just wow. You know, could somebody have a a better reputation as just a friendly guy that you would want kids to learn from?
Mm-hmm. I loved Bob. He was like, you know, I loved Mr. Rogers too. Those shows were kind of stacked back and back to back.
Yep.
But Mr. Rogers always, when I was a little kid, seemed a little too friendly, a little too nice. But now looking back, like Bob always kind of, you know, shot the gap. Like he was perfect.
Yeah.
But now looking back at Mr. Rogers, he was actually that person and I love him even more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so true. And again, given that kids are surrounded by even more content that's inappropriate, It's so nice to find those little islands of age-appropriate shows that, you know, kids can watch at a very young age. They're going to be exposed to screens, and so they may as well be things that are good for them, and Bob definitely was that. Are you ready to stick around for a little music history?
I am so excited. I can't wait.
All right, let's do that coming up after this break. This is Up North News Radio.
And the lifeguard is a person in your neighborhood.
They're the people that you meet when you're walking.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Wah bam baloo bam 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 tooty boot oh rude tooty boot oh rude.
Well, if that doesn't wake you up on Monday, I mean, coffee's not going to do the trick. Use a Richard Wayne Penniman instead. Little Richard would have been 90 years old today. Passed away very recently, but Little Richard was born this day, 1932, in Macon, Georgia. And of course, gave us that and so many other hits. And it was fun to see. Well, not fun. It was kind of melancholy, of course, to see the tribute to him and others. Yesterday or last night, I got around to watching at least part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Mm, wasn't it so good? Were you screaming during Duran Duran like I was?
I missed that part. I caught the second half of it. So I got Eminem, and I got I'm missing somebody. I got Harry Belafonte, and then that they ended with Dolly Parton. I thought was actually quite a tip of their cap, and that Dolly writes a song for the occasion, kind of a rock song, but a rock song that, you know, pays tribute to rock and roll pioneers like Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis and others. And it's so funny. She puts on the black leather, you know, rock and roll suit and tries a few guitar licks. And, you know, good on her for rolling with it.
She's incredible. She is such a professional, and she doesn't hide. She's like, you know, I have to work at this, but this is what you expect, and this is what I want to be for you. I just have so much respect for her.
Oh, yeah. And it was clear you had rockers up on stage there in the finale. They made Jolene the finale. And, I mean, all kinds of heavy rockers are just up there belting it out with her. They're just, again, just a lot of respect.
Finale. You've got to see the beginning, because it's like it starts with Duran Duran, and then there's Judas Priest.
Yes.
Pat Benatar. It is so good. I'm only up to the Eurythmics because I'm like, I can only give myself
That's where I started. That's where I came in. And so I've re-recorded it. I think I'm re-recording it tonight. So I'll see it at some point during the week here. I'll be able to see the full thing.
Love it.
On this day in 1975, Fleetwood Mac's self-titled album is certified gold 4 months after its summertime release. We'll play Rhiannon in the background here. It is the first Fleetwood Mac album with Lindsey Buckingham as guitarist and Stevie Nicks as vocalist. It spawned 3 top 20 singles, Rhiannon, Over My Head, and Say You Love Me. The album was certified 7 times platinum for sales of over 7 million copies. Their next album, 2 years later, was a little ditty we know as Rumors. So it's pretty clear that they knew they were on to something at this point in 1975.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that one. That was a good one.
I did enjoy the tributes to Christine McVie. Again, somebody who was didn't want the spotlight, but again, people knew her. You know, people respected her as well. They knew there wouldn't be a Fleetwood Mac without her writing ability.
Yeah, so, and all the different vocalists between Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie, and how they were able to change their sound. They were really innovative and far ahead of their time.
Well, speaking of women writing music, 10 years ago today, this day in 1912, Alicia Keys scores her 5th number one on the Billboard album charts with a little ditty that we're going to play here for you now.
Mm-hmm.
Girl on Fire.
I want you to use this song always to introduce me.
We could do that. I mean, right now you typically you try to, as I see you call on your boys to wake them up around this time every morning.
Uh-huh.
I'd find doing that if instead of calling them or an alarm clock, if you just belt out the chorus, you know, they'll hear you. I'm sure.
They would be like, "Mom, not again."
Mom singing "Girl on Fire." Time to wake up. All right.
Mom, we know you're on fire. Enough already.
There is a Brewer baseball birthday today. Can you guess who turns 31 today?
No.
It'd be Christian Yelich.
Oh, hey. All right. Happy birthday, Christian. Well, I knew he was a Sagittarius. I just had this gut feeling.
What?
Aaron, you knew too, didn't you?
You follow this stuff?
Sure.
All right. Well, look at me. Just another skeptical Cancer looking at all of you. So.
Classic.
Let's see, one more historical note. The California Gold Rush began on this day in 1848 when President James Polk sent a message to Congress confirming that large amounts of gold had been discovered in California. I can just hear a bunch of people out west going, shh, 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 don't tell anybody. But
yeah, could I just put that into perspective? That was 1 year before we wrote an abortion ban here in Wisconsin. Just to bring it back to my OBGYN world.
That's Wisconsin had just become a state, you know, a couple of months earlier.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, the next year there would be this abortion ban. And it's on the books right now.
Uh-huh.
It's on the books. Now, you're involved in that lawsuit, right? For that's challenging the ban, if you will. So how does that work? Is there so many people involved? There's so many moving pieces. I mean, is it something that you're involved with, not on a day-to-day basis, or is it just kind of an FYI thing? Or
So I'm part of it because in order to give the attorney general standing, because it's actually affecting my practice.
Right.
So I'm on the side with the attorney general along with 2 other physicians, and we are requesting that the DAs help us understand whether they're going to truly enforce this or not. And that's really the fundamentals of this lawsuit. So the last thing we heard was that they are requesting that it be dismissed, but ultimately we believe that it's going to end up in the state Supreme Court, which is what makes this upcoming spring election so important.
And that's what I was getting at, is that as much as prompt court action might be preferable to some. Others understand that if it has to wait a few months and if the Supreme Court has a different composition to it, that might be more advantageous, shall we say, because we've already seen how this current court was willing to look at gerrymandered maps and go, oh, no, we want them even more gerrymandered. So maybe we don't want to take our odds with this particular court on what they would do with an abortion ban.
Right.
Goodness knows what they're capable of. Holy cow.
And a new court could certainly revisit those gerrymandered maps and we could end up in a better situation. So there are so many different things. It's definitely not just about abortion, but that is something that's affecting, 50% of the population.
Yeah, exactly. One note on the economy to pass along to folks. On Friday, the jobs report came out. 263,000 jobs were added, more than expected. The unemployment rate still 3.7%. Earnings jumped for the month, which was kind of a surprise given what the Federal Reserve is trying to do to tamp down inflation. But, reading between the lines, Kristen, part of the jobs are up, hiring is up, but child care employment is still way down from pre-pandemic levels because still so many women are out of the workforce, so many child care providers, folded up their tents. And healthcare is the other one I was going to bring up to you. The shortage is real. And so for those folks who are looking to be trained in a new career, there are definitely opportunities out there.
Yeah, we have some huge problems with workforce in both of these areas, and problems are always opportunities. So let's hope that our leaders are looking at this, recognizing where those opportunities are and working towards solving these problems so we can get people back into the workforce so that we can maintain our economy and we can avoid this potential recession that's looming.
If you missed it before, Kristen also is going to join us Thursdays at 7:30 for a healthcare segment. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
All right. Well, you have a great day. We'll see you Thursday morning.
Looking forward to it, Pat. Happy.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.